Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore. I've got the brilliant Meghan Trainor with me. Let's talk this new album, Timeless, and some of the songs. Oh my God, To the Moon. What a tune. What a way to kick off the record.
Thank you so much. I've never been more proud of a song in my entire life. Like that, I was like, top to bottom, baby. You're perfect.
And is that the kind of thing that you look for when you, because there's obviously a lead single, but the opening track of a record, I think, is so important.
Oh, yeah. The strings alone, when I heard that, I was like, oh, this starts the whole album. And everyone said it. They were like, really? This should start the album. And I was like, it does. Don't worry. It was one of those things. But the title is from my son. He loves rocket ships and outer space and the moon and astronauts. And I decorated his whole room with it. And he has a rug that says To the Moon.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you got to write a love song about how I tell him I love you to the moon and back. But then we turned it into a hot dance love song.
Yes, you did.
Like, I'm gonna take you to the moon. But he loves it so much. And he like always plays with his rocket ship like while we play it. And it's so cute.
Isn't Riley in the video?
Yeah, I knew he had to be in the video. And I wanted to do like, okay, everyone knows I married Spy Kids, but I'm Spy Mama. I am Spy Woman. I run the company.
Yes.
And I want to show that in a music video and how we have the cutest spy baby ever. And we put the little band-aids on just like Daryl had in the movies.
In the movie, yeah.
And he was just like such a superstar. It was crazy. Like we didn't know what to expect, but
yeah,
we were there with extra toys in case he freaked out. We had the snacks, the potty training toilet and the iPad, you know, like,
which in fairness, for most Hollywood A-listers, that's what they demand anyway, you know,
that's his writer and that's what he deserves. So but we'd be like, there was like props on set and he just started picking them up and just started being cute. Like he was like, hello, on the phone. And we were like, somebody record.
Please tell me you're filming this.
Yeah, literally.
And actually, I was in the office today. I was talking to a few people. And one of the girls, Michaela, wanted me to ask you about the name of your other son, Barry. Because in Ireland, Barry's quite a common name. But it's also quite a common name for older men with beards. So it was like, when we saw you did a song called Barry, it was like, please ask Meghan. Like, it's such a great name for a kid.
I know, dude. No, I love old school names. I'm the worst at picking a name. It's so hard for me. And I remember like the week, it was going to be Bruce Barry.
Okay.
Because we kind of conceived him in Australia while I was doing Australian Idol. And I was like, I love Bruce the shark in Finding Nemo. And that's and it was my best friend's dad was named Bruce and he like passed away that year. And it was all like, it's like Bruce Barry. We love Barry. We also love the TV show Barry.
Yes.
We love Drew Barrymore. I literally told her, I was like, name my kid after you. And then we were decorating his bedroom with all these bears. And I was like, I don't know, dude. I think his name's Barry, Barry Bruce. And we switched it last minute. But then I remember like the week I was giving birth, there was an article I read that was like, old man Barry got lost because he has dementia. And I was like, oh, Barry, you know, like, but that I tell everyone, I'm like, I gave him an old man name. He's so cute, Bear, you know,
it's the greatest. Oh, Barry. And actually my mom, when I was born, she was always going to call me Zachary David. Okay. That was going to be my name. And then when the midwife came around and asked her after I was born to fill in, you know, I'm writing in the piece of paper for his name as birth cert, like, what's his name? And she just chickened out and she went, David Zachary, and flipped it.
Sometimes that happens. You know what I think is a scam is when they say, wait till the baby comes out and look at them. Then you'll know. Like, that is never true. I don't care what you say. They change daily.
Like by the hour.
By the hour, dude. I'm like, that's a different human. So I wouldn't do that.
Okay, well, look, I got to talk touring, got to talk Ireland, and I got to ask you a quick fire round question. We'll do that in a second. It's Meghan Trainor with Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore. I got Meghan Trainor with me. And Meghan, I think Been Like This might be my favorite track. Either that or I Want to Thank Me, okay? One of those is my favorite song. But let's talk about Been Like This and T-Pain, because that song.
We had Been Like This, To the Moon, I Want to Thank Me, and Whoops. And these were the four that we were all like,
okay,
what order do these go in? We have no idea. And like, which ones are singles? Those were our like shooting stars.
They all are, just so you know.
Been Like This, thank you. Been Like This, I was I've worshipped T-Pain forever and was like, I need to have my moment. And selfishly, I wanted to force him to do a music video with me just so I could have that and cherish it forever.
Yes.
I literally have a picture from set right next to my bedside of him and I laughing, and I go, "Good night, T-Pain," every night.
He seems, I've never interviewed him, but he seems like the best guy.
he's exactly what you want him to be. He's the best guy ever. He's so nice, so funny, and is just a good dude. And then, we were all like, "Do we start with To the Moon and then Been Like This?" And I was just like, "Hey, T-Pain's having a real big mo-" Like, I sold this. I was
Yeah.
like, "T-Pain's having a huge moment right now on TikTok. It would be really good for all of us if we just started out with a down, ba down, ba down, bow, and then hit him with To the Moon, you know?" And then I won. And yeah, so it was just the coolest thing ever. This album rollout has been my favorite for
Oh, that's
sure.
so good to hear. Oh, what a man as well. Is there anyone else that you dream of working with? I mean, like, you know, when you,
Everyone, yeah.
I know, I mean, and I know everyone, obviously, you know, you could go on for days, but I mean, I suppose, you know, within the realms of kind of like where you think they would actually really suit your music and they'd be up for it as well. Like you
I
and
love
Kelly
all of them.
Clarkson, that was a hell of a performance.
I try so hard, dude. I wrote for her Christmas album. I've been like auditioning for her
That
for
has
years,
to
and
happen.
I just keep doing her show to befriend her even harder.
Yeah.
I'm like, I will be her best friend. I will write songs with her. It will happen. I never, yeah, I like singing with her was so scary because it's just so effortless and easy for her, and it's
Yeah.
like hard for me to sing.
Come
So.
on. It was brilliant. It was really amazing. I did love the behind the scenes kind of video though of you like nearly getting ready to get sick when you were singing.
Yeah, I couldn't like get over. I can't not get starstruck. That's my issue.
I hear
Like
you.
when I have to perform with T-Pain one day, Been Like This, I'm gonna be peeing myself on the side, like just screaming. I'm like, oh, my turn? Sorry.
Will you come to Ireland, please? I know you're touring in the US. I know you've got small babies. I know you want to stay at home, but we want to see you here live.
Listen, my bucket list dream is to be able to perform in arenas all over the world with my family and bring them with me. That's like the end goal. It's really hard to get there. So I'm gonna test it out in America. And then hopefully that goes well. And then I could tell the team, like, all right, let's go overseas, let's do it, and let's bring the kids. Cause like I gotta bring my
That's
kids
got to be the
to
way. Yeah. I mean, Barry
and
has to see Ireland. I mean, it's just it's vital.
everybody has to see Ireland. And the
Everyone.
best part is like the best part about my job is I get to bring my father, who's like 75, to
Yes.
places he's never been before.
So
I was like, "Do you
cool.
want to see Australia for the first time in all of your life?" He's like, "Yeah, I would love that."
Amazing. And of course, Riley is one of the most Irish surnames around. So, I mean, you've got so many connections here. You got to do it.
Oh, I'm Irish. Yeah.
You
I'm
see?
like Irish, I'm Polish, I'm English, I'm all the ishes.
We'll take it all. Okay, listen, quick fire round before I go. What are you currently obsessed with?
And Trainor's an Irish name.
Oh,
I'm
it is too.
currently obsessed with. Yeah, I'm obsessed with my kids. They're so cute.
It's so true. So we don't deny that one at all. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I don't know. At one point, I had Taylor Swift's number.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still her number, and
No,
I'm
no,
too
no. You
afraid.
claimed that. Doesn't matter. If you had it, it was real. That's who's in your phone.
Harry
Harry
Styles.
Styles. Okay. That's famous. And the final question I ask all my guests, Megan, because I don't, do you, Megan Trainor, wash your legs in the shower?
Wash my legs? Oh, I
Yeah.
wash my full body. Yeah, it's a disease. It's a problem. Because I wash my armpits. Nobody knows this. I wash my armpits 15 times. I scrub it 15 times each because one comedian said, "You're not clean enough unless you do 15 scrubs." And I was like, okay.
Why did you
And
believe a
so
comedian on the internet?
I don't know. It's my probably OCD. I don't know. I'm not diagnosed fully, but like I wash every inch of my body every night. And my therapist says it's because I'm washing the day off. Like it's like
Okay.
a day of work of like, get it off, you
Right,
know?
so I'm
And then
carrying all of my days on my legs, I guess, because I never wash them off.
you don't wash them? My dude, you're playing soccer all day. You should
Like,
scrub them.
never. I know. Or maybe I should, but I don't. And by the way, neither do like 40% of the people I ask. Like, we're not a tiny minority. It's rampant.
Oh my God. We have to stop this.
I've woken you up to a terrible world. Megan Trainor, congratulations on the record. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. Please come and visit Ireland. We want to have you in our arenas. We want to see you play here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Coach.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.